Okay, so my name is Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square. It's the 19th of August 2009, and the time is 11:05 in the morning. If I could ask you to state your name, age, and where you come from, please.
Hello, my name is Rab McGibbon. I am 30 years old, and I was born in London.
And can you tell us when it was you found out about the One Another Project?
I recall the first time I think I saw about it was in the National Gallery. There was a display of proposed fourth plinth projects, and this was one of a number of maquettes which were displayed, and I think I had an opportunity to vote for which fourth plinth project should go ahead, and I can't actually recall which one I voted for, but it was probably Anthony Gormley.
What was it that inspired you to put your name forward and volunteer to spend an hour on the plinth?
I was sent an email requesting workers who worked in the area of Trafalgar Square to put their names forward as a replacement plinther, and I and a couple of colleagues were very happy to sign up for that. So that was the initial motivation for putting my name forward. Secondarily, I thought it was a really exciting project and I was interested to experience it.
So what did you do on the plinth for an hour and how did it feel?
For my hour, I was very fortunate in that it was extremely nice weather and I sunbathed. My intention was to sunbathe for an entire hour, practically motionless, and for the first sort of half of the plinth time, I think I achieved that, and it was a really nice feeling, and being motionless in the centre of a very busy city in the middle of Trafalgar Square, and I liked that, the idea of stillness. It's obviously something that living and working in the centre of London is a rare commodity, and something that's should be the opportunity to achieve that for a short while. I was very keen to take it. At a certain stage of the plinth time, my niece and nephew arrived from, who happened to be staying in London just for a couple of days. They live in France, so I was. It would have been very rude of me to ignore them because they were at the bottom of the plinth shouting. So that stage, I got up and did some kind of waving and performing, which was unstill, but I thought it was more important to entertain my niece and nephew than to pursue more, whatever, philosophical states of mind.
So how do you think the experience has affected you in any way?
Well, I hope to be considerably browner at the end of it. I feel very relaxed having done it. It was pleasant. Mainly just lying back and looking up at the sky, which is not something that we're often able to do. And I feel proud to have participated in it, and excited to have had all the process of it, of meeting the One or Other team and sitting in a porter cabin on Trafalgar Square. It's an unusual experience, and welcome.
And at the project as a whole, what kind of impact would you want it to have?
Obviously, impact that I'd like it to have is that the whole of the United Kingdom would come together and embrace, and it would be a recognition that we're all equal, and the diversity of the country, and it would end all intolerance and prejudice. I think that's optimistic, and I think that's probably not wasn't Gormley's absolute intention, but there we are. That would be the ultimate consequence of it. I think in reality it's just something that passes the time of day on a plinth in the corner of a busy London square.
And just a little bit of a snapshot into kind of you, to kind of tell us what you get up to of a day, your day job, spare time.
Certainly. I am an assistant curator at the National Portrait Gallery. I assist curators with displays, maintenance of the galleries, selecting works to display and ensuring that the works are in a good state of conservation and displayability in order to be displayed. And then I interpret those works by writing captions, writing panels, and then I'm engaged in gallery talks and different ways of looking at the collection and researching potential acquisitions and researching the collection. At the moment I'm working on small displays, primarily in the Victorian Gallery, which will be dealing with the Boer War, and hopefully also a small display on Sir Edwin Landseer caricatures.
And how do you find your work?
I find it very enjoyable. I remember as a student studying art history that this would be something that I would aspire to. So I feel very fortunate to be doing the job that I'm doing. It affords me a lot of opportunity to work directly with art objects, and that's always a great privilege. And to be engaged with a major national collection is fantastic.
And what do you get up to in your spare time?
In my spare time, I live in the East End of London. This weekend I went swimming in the London Fields Lido. I enjoy going to other, film and theatre, cultural pursuits. I generally cycle to work, travel. I'm going to Istanbul next week, which I'm looking forward to. I guess I don't have any hobbies as such. I guess I'm fortunate in that if I did a normal job, my hobby presumably would be going to art galleries and enjoying art, but I'm fortunate enough to do that in my day job. So at the weekend I probably should actually go to more exhibitions at other galleries. I think that's a universal complaint of people who work in the arts field.
And finally, just to kind of close, how would you say, what are your closing comments and thoughts on being part of the Women Art Project and having spent this hour down in Trafalgar Square?
I thank one another and Anthony Gormley for giving me the opportunity to be myself on a plinth in public in Trafalgar Square. It was an interesting, pleasurable experience, and I'm happy to be involved in something which will be archived and stored as part of sort of London social and artistic history.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.